our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 122, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Thou, Lord, hast forsaken to shame broader boasts. No more to the field dost thou go with our hosts. Thou turnest us back from the foe in dismay, and spoilers who hate us have made us their prey. And what follows, as Psalter 122, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, the verses 31 through 42. John 19, beginning with verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again in other scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wounded in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There lay they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is by renewal on this special day that we and our children may place ourselves under the means of grace, where we may remember and be given to meditate upon the death and the burial of thy dear Son, where he has cried out for his church, "It is finished." And then, Lord, it is recorded in the scriptures that there were not so many in Jerusalem that were not touched. Then we read of many that have left the cross and that they have smitten upon their breasts. Then they have cried out, "His blood be upon us and our children." They have experienced that darkness, the earthquake. They have seen what has transpired down the cross. Ah, Lord, there were those that were not only moved and touched. May we also be moved and touched, that we remain not cold, unfeeling, and unmoved when we may hear the message of the cross of Calvary. May it bring us in our inner chamber, but, oh Lord, then more is necessary. And then thou wast wrought so wonderfully, oh, by the power of the cross, virtue, the finished work of thy dear Son, by the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, that there were conversions on that very day. Oh, Lord, may that take place in this very hour, boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. Thou wast said in thy word, not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ah, Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Ah, thou knowest how deeply that we have fallen, and then neither the preaching of the gospel or the preaching of hell by itself as shall never change one heart, but, ah, thou usest means. And thou wast promised in thy holy word that it shall not return void unto thee. Then there was also a church. A word has went so different than they have thought, expected, and hoped. Their hopes have been shattered, and their faith has suffered shipwreck. Maybe a few souls in her midst, that it is all going so different than they had hoped. They had hoped to go from strength to strength, and now it is all becoming less, all broken down. Oh, those times when they are given to examine their heart, that the question arises whether thou was even begun and whether there is anything left. Ah, thou as a church upon the earth that learns that it is grace and grace alone, that it all must come from above. Wilt thou remember thy living church? Wilt thou grant those further leadings? And may it take place in this very day by the power of the cross, by the application of the Holy Spirit, that there may be night disciples, that may become day disciples, as it has taken place around the death of thy dear Son. Lord, wilt thou remember us and our children in these solemn times with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people? Thou knowest our deep fall, and if thou leavest us lie, then thou doest no unrighteousness, because in paradise we have chosen for death and the shortest way to hell. But, O Lord, now thou art still gathering as that sovereign potter thy chosen church, and thou usest the means of grace. Oh, wilt thou then do it in this very hour? Lord, by renewal we commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. Well, thou remember the nations of the earth under thy solemn speaking. Well, thou remember our province, we may acknowledge thee, that there is yet a asking that the churches, that they may have a prayer day. And, oh Lord, then thy church has to confess that our prayers of self, that they are so prayerless, and to that end, may it please thee to bind the matter upon the hearts, and that it may be a prayer day with fasting, with humiliation and repentance, a turning from our worldly and evil ways, and a crying mightily unto thee, not in the first place for the removing of thy hand, which is heavy upon us, but in the first place, that the judgments, that they may be sanctified, that they may be used, that thy kingdom may come, Lord. Remember the premier with all those that stand at his side. May there be among them that may be given to bend their knees. May there be amongst them that may be given to open thy holy word. Lord, wilt thou grant in the midst of thy church that there may yet be interceding Moseses, weeping Jeremiahs, sighing Ezekiels, supplicating Daniel. Oh, he was given to include himself, the iniquity of the land and the captivity that thou was sent upon the children of Israel. Lord, remember all the special needs, the mourning ones, the elderly ones, all under the physician's care, the crosses and the burdens. May it please thee to remember the need in the realm of nature. A word is so dry, may it please thee to grant refreshing showers above all things. Grant those refreshing showers of thy Holy Spirit upon us as a people, upon our family circles, and also personally. Oh, it is thy work to work that thirst, and also to satisfy that thirst. May in this afternoon there yet be souls, that it is not a strange matter and experienced in this day. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul longeth for thee, thy flesh thirsteth for thee, in a dry and a thirsty land. Oh, with the desire to behold thy power and thy glory in the sanctuary, oh Lord, do it for thy great name's sake. We have to confess that it is undeserved, forfeited, sinned away. We are so unthankful for the many blessings that thou granteth unto us, but oh Lord, dwell then richly amongst us and be a surprising God. May it be an unforgettable day for us and our children. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 380, the four stanzas. By Babel's riverside we sat in tears, remembering Zion's pride in former years. While on the weeping willows there were hung the harps our grief had silenced and unstrung, and what follows as Psalter 380, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
in this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 19, the verses 38 through 42. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wounded in linen clothes, with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There lay they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Our text words speak of the honorable burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. With three thoughts in the first place, the meaningful piercing before the burial. Secondly, the courageous disciples performing the burial. And in the third place, the devoted manner of the burial. The honorable burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. The meaningful piercing before the burial, because in verse 38 we read, and after this, the courageous disciples performing the burial, and in the third place, the devoted manner of the burial. Thus first, the meaningful piercing before the burial. Beloved congregation, on the day of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, then there were not so many people that were not touched one way or the other. But then we also read of the wonderful works of free and sovereign grace. Oh, the thief on the cross, then congregation, what a proof of the sovereignty of the electing love of the Lord. Because we read, we would say unbelievable, that two thieves ready to drop into hell, that they were still railing and mocking with the Lord Jesus Christ. But then it was the Lord's time, the work of the Holy Spirit, a virtue, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he became quiet. He was given to confess, a request, and receive such a precious promise. What that must have been for that thief, how it was tried before he has entered into eternity, given to speak of the kingdom of Christ, and then darkness, and then the king has died. but it would soon be taken into glory. Oh, we read of that centurion that he has made such a precious confession. Truly, this was a righteous man. This was the Son of God. May that also take place in this day. Then it would be a day that would never be forgotten, that when we remember the bitter suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord would use it by His Holy Spirit, that poor sinners, that they would be converted. For the Jewish people, it was not an easy day. They have cried out in their ignorance. They were still responsible. His blood be upon us and our children. And Pontius Pilate did not have such an easy day, where he has pronounced judgment, convinced that Jesus was innocent. 3 hours darkness, an earthquake, with everything that has transpired. And now in this portion of Scripture, both in verse 31 and in verse 42, it speaks of the preparation of the Sabbath day. That tells us, oh, it is true that Jewish people, they were so ignorant and so deceived, still responsible with what they have cried out, but they still had great respect for the Sabbath day. There is spoken of the preparation of the Sabbath day, and also the women that have bought and prepared spices. It was the preparation for the Sabbath day congregation. How is it with our Sabbath day? Then I fear that concerning the Sabbath day, that there are many that take much liberty. And then I speak of all the modern technology, not only to use it for emergency and absolute necessity, but then many times it seems that the use is much wider spread. We hear it every Sabbath day morning. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Then we are called upon to be separated from the world. Ah, that Jewish people. It is true they were deceived, very ignorant, but yet respect for the Sabbath day. And then we read in verse 31, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. We read in Deuteronomy 21, the verses 22 and 23, that among the Jewish people, they were not crucified, but sometime when they have committed a great sin and when they were stoned, then they were hung on a tree, that the people may see it and that they may fear. What an awful thing that sin is. And then the Lord has given commandment that in the Jewish nation, when such a one was hung on the tree, that he must be taken down and buried before the night is come. Concerning the Romans, they tell us that many times when one was crucified, that it would even take a few days before such a one has died. Oh, then as it were, then each breath that was a death. Then they have died 1,000 deaths and then for a few days, then they have hung on the cross. And then after death, then many times they were taken down and they were buried together in a common grave. But now the Jews, they have come to Pontius Pilate and they have asked him, because the Sabbath day, and it was a special Sabbath day, because it was the time of the Passover, whether it would be possible that those bodies would be taken from the cross and that they would be buried. And then Pontius Pilate, then he has given orders to the soldiers, the centurion, that they would go to Calvary's hill and that they would be slain, that their legs would be broken, that before they were taken down, that upon his Pilate as judge, that he would have proof that all three, that they have died. And so the soldiers, they have went to Calvary, and then they have broken the legs of the other two that were crucified with Christ in congregation. What an eternal difference for the two. All for that thief. It is when through the depths, the darkness, when he has heard his King cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? How the devil must attack that man on the cross. Do you now really think that you shall receive a place in that kingdom? No, for you it is lost. But oh, when the soldiers have come, and when they have broken the legs of that thief, and he died, boys and girls, where did he then go? Then he received a place in heaven. There was a prepared mansion prepared for him already from eternity. Then he was given to praise the Lord. Oh, blessed thief, of course, congregation, must not wait. Only one example in the Bible of a deathbed conversion. And our old fathers have said, only one example that no one waits that long. Many do not receive a deathbed. And on the other hand, that none need to despair as long as we are still in the land of the living, then it is possible to be saved. But for that other one that has continued to mock, was not converted, not wrought upon by the Spirit, where he continued what that was, when his legs were broken and that he dropped into hell to forever suffer for a soul. And then on the great day of judgment, oh, what a difference. The cross in the middle, that has made the difference between the one and the other. And so the preaching of the cross also in this day, that separates the congregation into two parts. And on which side do we stand, congregation? Have we also been wrought upon? Have we become still? Are we given to speak to our fellow man and to warn? Have we been given to bow under the justice of God? Have we been given to beg that the Lord may remember us? And also a word of promise that we shall receive a place in that kingdom. And then the soldiers, then they have went to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also those soldiers, they have experienced much on that day. Something very extraordinary. Something very special has taken place. Those soldiers, they have never experienced what they have experienced with the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that 3-hour darkness. Undoubtedly, Jerusalem must have thought that the world has come to an end, that everything was finished. Oh, it is true, when it became light, what is man? Then there were still those where the impression has wore off so quickly. Maybe there are people that say, how is it possible? Are we never afraid of our self-congregation? That impressions of what we have heard of death, special circumstances, that the impressions were off so quickly. Oh, when we have a little knowledge, then we have no reason to place herself above that people in Jerusalem. And then those soldiers, they have looked at Jesus. They have seen that he was dead. But now to confirm it, to have a clear proof, because they must return to Pontius Pilate and give a report, then one of the soldiers has taken his spear and thrust through the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then out of that wound came blood and water. Oh, what a precious preaching. Oh, what a precious blood. And what a precious water. And then it is clear that the Apostle John, that he has been present with the third crossword, given the instruction to take care of Mary, but that he has returned. And then we have heard it, that he has given a special testimony. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that saith true, that ye might believe. Oh, then John, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then he has written these words concerning the Savior on the cross, how he was pierced. Then he has added, has given his personal testimony that he has seen it. Oh, his beloved, he is the disciple that Jesus loved. Then he has seen how that soldier has pierced his beloved master, that he has seen that river, that stream of water and blood, that he has bear record. And then he is given to add that ye might believe. Therefore, congregation, we may have the word of God. To that end, we may come under the means of grace in this very day. Oh, it is written that we may and that we might believe, but that is necessary here in the time. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied, that in this very hour, when we may hear that that beloved Savior has been pierced, and that a fountain of blood and a fountain of water has come forth, ah, that it may be used, that the unconverted may be convinced of their sin, but that the people of God, that they may be led further, oh, that they may see him who is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. And to that end, then there is inserted that the application is given, for these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him should not be broken. As I read in Psalm 34, verse 10, and in Exodus 12, there we read concerning the Passover lamb, that a bone is not to be broken. Oh, then John is given to confirm that those prophecies have been fulfilled, but also in other scripture, and again in other scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. That is found in Zechariah 12, verse 10. Ah, the Lord has a people that is given to weep those bitter tears because of their sin that they have transgressed against such a good doing and a just God. And that is not only in beginning. Ah, blessed that church that may be given to weep those tears each time by renewal as they continue past life journey. But now John is given to speak according to prophecy that there is another weeping. Oh, and they may be given to see that beloved Savior, what he was willing to do, that his church may be saved, that he has loved himself to death, that he has given himself as that sacrifice, that he was willing to be pierced. Oh, out of that wound has come blood and water. And that refers to especially to benefits that Christ has merited for his church. Never be separated, but necessary in the life of a child of God, that they may be distinguished. Oh, that blood to justification, because I read in Hebrews 9, verse 22, that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Oh, in the Old Testament, what an animals have been slain, what a blood has flowed, and how Christ has fulfilled all those types. He was the sacrifice. He has cried out, it is finished. Ah, may it be granted in this day that a soul may be given to look upon that pierced mediator. Ah, to see the stream of blood, but also of water. And that is sanctification, to live in the godly fear of the Lord. Ah, do we not read after that text in Zechariah 12, verse 10, in Zechariah 13, verse 1, and there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. Oh, are there then burdened souls in my midst that walk over the earth with a heavenly high debt, that have tried so hard to repay everything, and that in the way have experienced a sinner still, a black and a vile sinner? Oh, then in this afternoon, then that pierced mediator may be declared, oh, a fountain of blood, a fountain of water. Oh, when we think of a fountain, that is a fresh fountain, that is an ever-flowing fountain. Oh, that is a flow, that is a fountain that cleanses and that saveth to the uttermost. We read in Revelations 22, verse 17, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water freely. Our second thought, the courageous disciples performing the burial. Concerning these two disciples, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, that is a fruit of the power of the cross by the application of the Holy Spirit. Then we would think concerning the burial of Christ that it would have been a Peter who was so bold, so courageous, or a John, where he is written in his gospel, the disciple whom Jesus loved, but for those disciples, it has all went so different than they thought. Are there also a few souls in my midst where it has gone so different than you have thought and that you have hoped? Hoped according to Psalm 84, to go from strength to strength and so appear before Zion, to become holier, to become better, delivered from the temptations of the world, because that people shall make that good choice. Oh, with that first love, everything sin, and now going so differently. Oh, for those disciples, too much of a thought of an earthly kingdom. Ah, they have sat under the prophetical ministry of Christ for about 3.5 years. Ah, was such a joy and was such a delight. They have heard and they have learned wonderful things. That was their life. Oh, what Peter, he has even said to his master that he would even be willing to die for him. But those disciples, discouraged and disappointed with themselves, that is not so bad. When we are disappointed with ourselves, and that more and more we need the Lord. Shall the Father not take care of a son? That Christ, that he shall not be buried together with those other two thieves in a common grave. The Bible, we read of many honorable burials. We have heard out of Genesis 23, Sarah. We read of many honorable burials, special mention, Abram, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samuel, God-fearing kings. Shall the Lord not take care that Christ shall receive an honorable and a royal burial? And then we see in our text words the wonderful providence of the Lord, the wonderful and powerful work of the Holy Spirit. That night, disciples, that with the death of Christ, that they would become day disciples. Are there such night disciples in my midst? Who was now Joseph of Arimathea, and who was Nicodemus? Of Joseph of Arimathea, then different things are written, because concerning the burial of Jesus Christ, that is recorded in all four Gospels. And then of Joseph, it is written that he was rich, and he was enabled and privileged to use some of his riches for the burial of Christ. Thus in Matthew 27, he was rich, was also Jesus' disciple. In Mark 15, an honorable counselor who waited for the kingdom of God. In Luke 23, a good man and just. And then further, he had not consented to the counsel and deed of them that have condemned the Lord Jesus Christ. Of John it is written, being a disciple of Jesus, thus precious things that are recorded of Joseph of Arimathea, then it is very clear that he was a true child of God, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, a disciple, and yet a disciple that was filled with many fears. He was part of the Sanhedrin, and on the morning that Jesus was condemned, officially condemned to death by the Sanhedrin, then he had not agreed with that counsel. Then we also read of Nicodemus. Who was Nicodemus, boys and girls? We read of Nicodemus the first time in John 3, that he has come to Jesus by night with many riddles, many questions. There was much fear of man in the life of both of these disciples. We read further of Nicodemus in John 7, when they were speaking about Jesus and that he should die, that he is asked in the midst of the council, doth our Lord judge any before it hear him, and knoweth what he doeth? Thus do my disciples. Very well possible that it was brought back to the memory of Nicodemus what Christ has said in John 3, the verses 14 and 15, that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but of everlasting life. And now concerning these night disciples, the marvelous ways and works of the Lord. Then for Joseph and Nicodemus, then it is implied, because we must remember that between the death of Christ and the Sabbath day, that was 3 hours. Then much had to take place. And to that end, it seems to be implied, undoubtedly Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, they have stood with those women afar off. And there was much that they could not understand and that they could not comprehend. Surely, for a Joseph and a Nicodemus, they have expected that Christ, that he would come off the cross as the great victor. What it must have been for a Joseph and a Nicodemus when Christ has given his spirit into the hands of the Father. What it must have been for a Nicodemus and a Joseph when that soldier has come, those soldiers, when they have pierced their beloved master and came out water and blood. But there was one thing in the heart of those night disciples, a heart full of love, a heart full of love, even for a dead Jesus. And then it cannot be different that when Christ has died, that they were filled with remorse. When they thought in the council, it is true, they have not consented, but they have been too silent. they should have protested that it cannot be that an innocent one, that he shall be put to death. Oh, then it cannot be different that there was remorse that they have been so silent, that they have not spoken more. Ah, then for Joseph and for Nicodemus, then at the cross when they have seen their beloved master, oh, heart full of love, then the Lord has granted, because the church learns that it all comes from above. And I read in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And therefore, on account of that love, then that fear of man has fallen away. And to that end, they were as used as instruments in the hand of the Lord to bury the Savior. Are there a few night disciples amongst this congregation? Are there a few night disciples? That does not mean when the Lord works, oh, as a general rule, then we shall do the best to hide it. Oh, when we learn who we are, so black, so sinful, and the fear that we deceive ourselves. In Psalm 83, I read of those hidden ones. But congregation, when the Lord works, then it cannot remain hidden. Maybe more visible for our fellow man than for ourselves. And then those night disciples, then you find them much in secret. And it can even be those night disciples. Oh, in the night watches, then you find them on their knees. Or maybe when we are young, that we secretly go to the bookcase and take a book. Because when the Lord works, then we need to be converted. And then we try to find out how I can be converted. And then we are given not only to search the scriptures, but also other books can be the danger, that we lean too much on other writings and that we keep the scripture too much closed. But all those night disciples in secret, they have so many fears and they have so many riddles. And it seems that they can be so tongue-tied. That they have a desire to tell what the Lord has done, made promises, and many times that they are so silent, so burdened, so grieved, and that they are given to ask the Lord. What I read in Psalm 51, verse 15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and I shall show forth thy praise. What a fear there can be of man. And many times the Lord uses extraordinary circumstances that those night disciples, that they may become day disciples, and that they shall be given to speak, and that the fear of man all falls away, that the Lord grants such a measure of love for the cause of God's kingdom and his glory, that they see no man anymore, but that they are given to speak. And also as with the disciples, then it becomes evident with their actions. Because when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, when they would bury the Lord Jesus Christ it would be heard by the Sanhedrin. And that means immediately they would be dismissed. So they would lose their honorable position in the midst of the church. But on account of that love shed abroad by the Holy Spirit, then they feared no man. They were given to look upon their beloved Master that is hung on that cross, that bleeding Savior. Oh, the thought that he would be buried with those two thieves, that was too much for those two men. And to that end, with a holy zeal and a heart full of love, then they were the instruments that may bury the beloved Savior. And now we read, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. We read in another gospel of a begging. We read that he has went boldly in unto Pilate. Oh, then he saw no man. He did not fear anyone. A heart full of love. That word begging, because Matthew Henry tells us that religion that teaches good manners. Thus, Joseph of Arimathea has asked in a civil way whether he please may have possession of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may receive an honorable burial. And then upon his Pilate, he had not an easy day. When we go against our conscience, congregation, then at least I hope so, that we shall not have an easy day. Oh, upon his Pilate, an impression that Jesus was innocent, but nearly forced by the Jews, has given him over to be crucified. Then Pontius Pilate had a difficult day. And when Joseph of Arimathea has come and begged for the possession of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when he has received word confirmed by the centurion that Jesus has indeed died, then perhaps Pontius Pilate was perhaps glad that he could still do something and that he may still receive an honorable burial. Thus the wonder of the power of the cross of Christ Jesus. Nigh disciples, so timid, so afraid, many times so silent. Sometimes you see him crying, not daring to say anything, maybe even at house visitation, only tears. Oh, with those night disciples, seems sometimes always wrong, burdened with their silence. And when they say a little thing, something of what they have experienced, then later it comes to them, had I but kept quiet. But now the wonderful works of the Lord. Ah, those other disciples except John, they were all dispersed. They were fled. And now Joseph and Nicodemus, with a heart full of love, then they have come forward and they were granted that they may give unto Jesus an honest burial. Let us first sing. Psalter 328, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thou art my portion, Lord, thy words I ever heed. With all my heart, thy grace I seek. thy promises, I plead, and what follows. Psalter 328, 1, 2, and 4. The honorable burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. The meaningful piercing before the burial. The courageous disciples performing the burial. And now the devoted manner of the burial. For those two night disciples, how they must have wept many tears, and that they have laid it all before the Lord, and that they have said, Lord, must we not go always so silent over the earth, and that the praises of the Lord are so little upon our lips? And in the midst of the Sanhedrin, must we always be filled so with the fear of man, ah, Lord? Oh, undoubtedly they have made promises to the Lord that it would become different, that they would be given to stand firm and not afraid to speak, to be given to fear God more than man. Ah, the church needs to learn how necessary and precious that mediator becomes in his threefold office. Oh, undoubtedly then for Nicodemus and Joseph, then they still understood so little, but one thing they knew, that they had a heart full of love, Lord. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And to that end, oh, surely for a Joseph, when he walked through Jerusalem, that he could say with the Luther that of all upon the housetops, of course, in the time of the Bible, the houses were different. But then a Luther has said, if all the tiles upon the roofs, that they were devils, then I would still go to Worms. Ah, then the fear of man was taken away. And now Nicodemus, we know it is all in the providence of the Lord. Also concerning Pilate, what I read in Proverbs 21, verse 1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth it with as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he wilt. There are some that think, because we have mentioned 3 hours since the death of Christ, and great respect for the Sabbath day, then much had to take place that Christ may be buried, that they may return to their homes, and that the women also had opportunity to buy more spices. And to that end, there are commentators that think very well possible that Joseph and Nicodemus, that they have spoke together. It is not written in the scriptures. And then we read that in Nicodemus, that he has went to buy spices. Ah, Nicodemus, undoubtedly, that storekeeper has asked Nicodemus, Nicodemus, why do you now need 100 pounds of spices? Oh, then undoubtedly also for a Nicodemus, that his mouth was also opened, because he has become a day disciple. And to that end he could tell, oh, that Christ has died, and now we may be privileged that we may bury him. And to that end, I need so many spices on account of that love in my heart, and that his body would not decay. Oh, in that respect, there was also much ignorance, because we read in Psalm 16, oh, the union of the human and the divine nature, that his body would not see corruption, but oh, it was on account of love. Thus 100 pound spices, that is a lot to carry to Calvary's cross. And then we read simply, then took they the body of Jesus, what that was for those disciples, when they have pulled out the nails, the women, they have seen it. The dead body of the Lord Jesus Christ, such a mystery. He has done so many wonders. He has healed. He has raised from the dead. He has given himself over. Could not understand it, but a heart full of love. Are there a few souls that have so many questions that cannot understand it, but that may be given to say with that blind man, one thing I know, whereas I was blind, I may now see. It has all become so different. The desires and the longings in my heart, oh, the need to be converted, to belong to that blessed people. And now they have taken the body, and then we read only a few words, and wounded in linen clothes, with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And where would Jesus now be buried? he would be buried in a garden. That's where sin has entered, and that is where Christ is buried. And then a sepulcher that Joseph, that he is hewn out of the rock, this Joseph, has thought about his death, and to hew a sepulcher out of a rock, what a labor that has cost. But, oh, Joseph, on account of that love, then he was so willing, with joy in his heart, that he may give a sepulcher, that the Lord Jesus Christ may receive a royal and an honorable burial was also necessary, because it is specifically added, for the sepulcher was nigh at hand. Then Christ, with his burial, then he has sanctified the grave for his people. He was buried in that white linen, a sign of his purity and of his innocence. He has merited a perfect righteousness for his people. Thus a royal and an honorable burial. Oh, for a Nicodemus and a Joseph, they were still so glad that in the Lord's providence that they were permitted, oh, undoubtedly, can be in the life of 90 disciples. And when they are given to speak, maybe even when the established church is quiet, and that they are given to come up for the truth and the old ways, and later they are given to look back that they think, how did I ever dare? That they are astonished at their boldness. Ah, that they are given to see that it was the Lord's work in their heart. That the Lord has given that freedom and that liberty. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has said in Matthew 8 verse 20, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nest, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Two times, Christ was rich. The first time, also with the Joseph, the father, the husband of Mary, when the wise men have come in Matthew 2, then they have brought those rich gifts. And now also at his death, that he was buried in a garden. We read in 1 Kings 21 that in the Old Testament that many times kings were also buried in gardens, as we read in the garden of Manasseh, of Ammon, and also the prophecy fulfilled in Isaiah 53 verse 9, and he made the grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, the royal and honorable burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even, what have the Pharisees done? It's now a picture of the Pharisee, religious, but to make exceptions to the law of God. We have heard of the Jews, respect for the Sabbath day, how Joseph and Nicodemus have hasted that before the Sabbath day that Christ would be buried. The women had opportunity to buy spices and rest for the Sabbath day, but those Pharisees, they have made an exception, and they have later, we do not know exactly when, they have went to the Sanhedrin and have said, this deceiver has said that after 3 days he will rise again. May we have a guard? Oh, in that respect, a royal tomb with a guard. In the USA, in Arlington, Virginia, there is a tomb that is called the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. their soldiers are buried that have died in different wars, but their name is not known on that subscription. It is mentioned, but they are known to God. And before that tomb, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in respect and to honor all those that have given themselves to fight for the liberties of our countries that in our day are being squandered away, out of respect, then they have appointed soldiers that may watch over that tomb day and night. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, there was also a watch that may guard that tomb. Congregation, Good Friday, the death and the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we have heard in this afternoon of precious fruits. Tonight, disciples, their questions, what their struggles, the fear of man, that by the power of the cross, by the application of the Holy Spirit, that they have become day disciples. May it please the Lord to bless His word in this day, that night disciples may be born in Zion, that night disciples, that they may become day disciples, and that His church, by an eye of faith, may be given to look upon that pure Savior, where out came blood and water, justification and sanctification, and to receive the application all for the church. Then on Good Friday, then the Black Bride may say what the bride in the Song of Solomon has declared. Oh, it is true, those daughters of Jerusalem, they also had their beloveds. We have not time to explain it. But those daughters of Jerusalem have experienced that their beloveds, that they were not white and they were not ruddy, defiled with sin. But oh, for the church of Jesus Christ, that precious Savior, that He is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of deep, unfathomable, astonishing, and remarkable things in this day. That upon the cross, but also around the cross, that Thou was wrought wonderfully, Lord. May it also be heard in the time to come that Thou was also wrought wonderfully amongst us and our children, and that there may also be night disciples, that they cannot remain quiet, that they must speak, that they may speak. Ah, Lord, Thou was promised, has been fulfilled in the life of Nicodemus and Joseph, that Thou shall never forsake the work of Thine own hands, convert what is unconverted. Wilt Thou remember Thy people, watch over us in the furtherance of this day and the furtherance of this week. Bring us to the Lord's day, when we hope to remember and commemorate that the Lord is risen indeed. O Lord, may His power, may His works, may they be manifested and experienced and the hearts of young and old, that we may acknowledge thee, that we may yet come together, part of the congregation, and yet many more than the past year. Thou wast yet given a few words to speak. Wilt thou forgive everything that was sinful in speaking and in listening? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 29, the stanzas 2 and 3. I keep me before me still, the Lord whom I have proved. At my right hand he guards from ill, and I shall not be moved. And what follows, Psalter 29, the stanzas 2 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.